Hello, children.
My name is Oluwatosin.
And I am Ito Tobongabasi. But, you know, to save your tongue, just call me IT.
And you are listening to another episode of What?
Bejest!
The number one relationship podcast in Nigeria and everywhere else, really.
You know, we basically talk about Gen Z relationships, love, sex, and, you know, all those things that people don't really like to talk about.
And this is brought to you by Verse 5.
Brought to you by Verse 5.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Why are you copying everything I'm saying? Isn't they do this, man? Men don't really have respect.
Enjoy this episode, my children.
Ciao! So you guys, yeah, IT was talking to me like during the week about how we have so much opportunities.
Okay, like, I've already thought you want to come and start. You want to start to show with disrespect.
No. I'm a good person. See the way I look, very good.
Okay, very
good. I'm repping.
Very good. Good for you.
So sometime in May, I took a course on content marketing, and I was shooting when the result dropped. It was the thing of joy.
Yeah, I'm proud of her.
First class students, it's not easy.
Wow.
I'm really proud of her.
So, like, I'm currently taking a course on UI UX. I want to be everything.
Tosin is always taking courses. I wish there were courses for relationships so she'll find a man.
She's
apparently there is none.
Ah, you guys, what?
We have not even introduced.
Like, we have a guest. Maybe I'm attacking. What did I do?
You should not show him yet. Still focus on us. Yeah. We are coming.
Oh my God.
He's a big surprise. Well, like, I just really
want to make money.
Yeah, you look like money, actually. In dollars.
That one is cap, but...
No, let's move on. You guys agree that she looks like money now. She actually does.
Please don't mind. Send me money. I don't have money. You look like YouTube money.
Don't mind IT, actually. Please. Debunk, it's fact that the internet like provides us with so many opportunities. I mean, if there was no internet, Bejis would be a seminar. It would be a workshop, relationship workshop.
Imagine you're walking into a place, but we say we do Bejis... Once in 2 weeks.
And you will be coming every 2 weeks.
Every Friday to come and yet. What is that?
Yes. It would have been so difficult. But now you guys have us on your phones and your TVs and your laptops.
You can just
be
to us anywhere you are, when you are doing anything in the world.
Thanks to the internet.
Everywhere.
Like, there are so many amazing things you could do with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So many people make fortunes out of the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my plans for this month is to take a very mad picture. And then sell it as an NFT. Because my beauty cannot be wasting.
Do you get?
Sure you get.
And you go actually sell.
I go sell like mad.
Your art.
You guys should just... This is a work of art.
Do you get?
This is it.
Helper.
I'm enough reason for you to buy data. So you come and see this. Sure you understand. Yes, but yeah, like, art is something that is becoming like... People are getting to appreciate it more.
Yes.
And it's thanks to the internet.
Yep.
There are different expressions of what art is.
Yeah.
There's dance.
There's acting, comedy.
Music. Speaking of comedy.
You guys, we have somebody with us. You know that anytime this boy is on my chair. I don't share this place with IT except it's somebody very, you know.
Actually.
So like, we have somebody here with us.
Yep.
IT.
I'll call him an artist because comedy is art. It's art to make people laugh. It's not easy. It's not easy to make
Never
people laugh.
Been.
Yes, sir.
When Nigeria tough like this, you not come and be joking with me. Am I a joke to you? But yeah, we have one of the guys that do it well. People call him the Prince of Comedy. I think he calls himself that too. Ladies and gentlemen, we have comedian ABA in the house. Woo! That's it.
Ah, you already know the soundtrack. Thanks for having me, guys. Happy to be here, actually.
Yes, we are very happy to
have you. It's really, really good to have you in 90 seats.
Okay,
that's the same thing I just
Yeah,
okay, can I remove this glass? They've seen me in the glasses, have
you?
Yeah, you can take it. You can take it off.
Yeah, come and Detroit. Prince of Comedy have kicked
you. Do you know I wear glasses?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I actually have like eye defects, short-sightedness, and astigmatism. But we thank God, I can see you.
Just take palm kernel, you boil it.
Which kind? Okay,
boil it. See the water. The water from my and rub here.
I think that would work.
Oh, we go laugh tire today. So the thing is that what makes a video different is that his comedy is like really relatable. It's almost like real life.
Yeah.
Oh, they slap him a lot. Yeah, just slap. How do you feel when they slap him?
No, like, I don't really say we go make him. At least we can chop the slap.
Now, wow.
And sometimes they slap it too early. So
too
that's
early.
So you have to do it again.
Yeah, like, guy, oh, that's good. Just wait. When I signal to you, can't slap me. Alpha.
Crazy.
When I say three, you go count you go three count for three. Your mind, Baba. You go count three.
And he knows how to cry, like on impulse. Can you cry right now? Oh my God!
Are you crying?
Well, I just did.
Can you see his face?
Please, I beg you, don't cry.
This is the crazy part to ABS comedy. Mm-hmm. So real, so authentic. Like, I have to comment, like, you are one of those real ones.
Yeah. So thank when so was much. Like the thank first you. Time you made a skit?
Yes.
2015.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it before? Okay.
I was doing comedy. Mm. I was doing comedy. I used to do comedy then, and then my mom was like, "You know, gonna get a job, all this kind of stuff." Yeah. So she was already applying to different companies for me.
Oh, crazy! Oh, did any of them work out? The company she was.
They called me for one. Ah, my destiny would have turned upside down if I went for that one.
What kind of job was it?
I don't know if I can say it here. My DSTV. It was the check dish. The maintenance.
Wow.
Wow. Madam, you said, "Oh yeah, check, yeah, check South City now." You never clear.
Oh, we go laugh.
Go hit TV.
Jesus Christ.
You never see clear.
Crazy. Because I was telling you that I was watching a Budge music video from like way back. I think 2017. Yeah. Budge's era, and he was in it. I'm like, oh my, that's my guy, baby.
Yeah.
As at that time, what were you doing? You were already doing comedy.
I just got popular then, so I've been doing comedy like ever since. Actually. Like in primary school, I won an award, Musimero's Boy.
Okay.
So on prize giving day, they were calling people Mass, English. Bless, they don't know what it is.
But wait, though, your mate, they win most knowledgeable.
Best boy.
Your mate, they call it boy.
Mama vexed that day. Say, what? What is the meaning of. If like, they just, we have to give him something.
Oh my
me,
God.
What can we do for this guy?
Oh my God.
And he just gave me that. And funny enough, it's just been my pattern. Like even in school.
You studied computer engineering.
Electrical
engineering, sorry. So if you were not doing comedy, what would you be doing?
First of all,
DSTV.
I think Alex studied me because
oh wow.
Because I'm a dub by the dub.
You're one of those.
I'll make you laugh all through school, so I'll sit down beside you in exam.
And nice. That's
so even people that used to cover their book, when did they cover book for other people like IBA?
Not our guy.
Joy giver.
Sit down for that side.
that's really incredible. It's nice to hear your story and to finally hear you speak, and you are serious. Like you're actually serious, you're not joking.
I'm actually a serious person. People always expect me to enter a guy, how far you get one day with the work at it. Nah. But I'll try.
It feels good to see you.
You're a music lover now, Abby.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
tell
we
him
have,
about it.
I should tell you about it.
Yeah.
So we have this segment for you specially. Okay. We will read the lyrics, the line of a song to you.
Okay.
So you get to guess one word.
This is my best.
We'll leave one word
show.
Out.
Okay.
You get to complete
it. Might not
lyrics.
Be a word, though. This one is not a word, though.
Like in a sentence,
like a phrase.
You complete it. Mm. Yeah. You sing it. You tell us who sang it. And you tell us the title of the song.
Yeah. Niger song, sure.
Yeah, Niger song. Niger song.
Like Niger, like Zlatan kind.
Yeah.
No, you're already bringing out the answer from more. Maybe you explain. Your mind is bringing out the answers already.
Don't say anything. It could be any type of song.
So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. This one, if you're not allowed to miss it.
If you miss it, oh my God.
I'll collect your glasses. If you miss, okay, let's tell him what happens. Should we tell him? Because
don't
anytime tell we tell
him,
them, they'll just bone it. We are not telling them.
Don't tell him.
We won't tell you, no vex.
Okay.
Okay, so the lyric goes, you know, see Uber, Oyagbe, Okada, Sure Banker, you go, dash.
Please. The thing is the way you are now saying it.
We have to be silent.
Did they wrap
now.
That thing? You get
I don't know.
Maybe
it's poetry.
It's
actually poetry.
We are reciting it.
Okay.
It's poetry by William Shakespeare.
You know, see Uber, Oyagbe Okada,
Sure Banker, you go dash. It's William Shakespeare, actually. Let me just tell you the answer. It's William Shakespeare. It's William Shakespeare that said it.
Ah, let me go with.
I feel like you know it too. I just want
you. Uber, come back. Like.
What are you doing?
I give Coletta for the middle. Could it be a Davido? You know, see Uber. No, it can't be.
Shop banker.
Oh my God. Nah, Davido, no, they talk shop banker. I'll go for Kiss Daniels, Latan. I don't know.
Do you even know the song?
I don't know the song.
Why don't you just calm down and try to get the song
before
first?
Before you get the artist.
That part of the song, I'll never know that part.
Evie, are you sure?
I know the song, but I never take.
Yes, because when I tell you the song, you'll be angry that you didn't even try.
To be honest. Sure banker.
Okay, but say it again.
You know, see Uber, Oyagbe Okada, Sure Banker, you go dash.
Oh, like dash, like I meant to.
Dash,
yes, you go what?
You know, see Uber, Oyagbe Okada, Sure Banker, you go dash.
Oh, I don't know it. Let me not waste our time.
Are you sure?
So sad. So this then now I think now we got
I have more now. I'm sure this is the only one I will lose now.
This is the only one you have.
So let me tell you the pick to the count is that. if you missed it, as you have missed it now,
yeah,
we have another segment that we call social media police. So that social media police, you say something that you do not like about social media,
okay,
or something you have seen on social media recently that you did not like. Okay. Do you understand? So are you agreeing to miss this?
So I don't have one. I can't.
No, I'm like, why? No,
I'm
agreeing
to miss
this.
Right.
So
some.
Should we tell
you? Do you want to do it? Let me do it. You know, see Uber, eh, Aguacada, Shobanka, you go chow gala, dada, ele sumba.
Asake will just come.
Asake will just come
yesterday. Eh, yeah, you song ever sink.
Nah, lie. That song has Bonaboy on it. That's actually Bonaboy's line.
That's true. That's
so,
true,
you see, see, how do you feel about yourself now? Do you want to cry? Do you feel like crying?
Don't pay me.
I feel you should cry. I didn't want to see you cry.
I swear this won't pay me.
Exactly. I knew it to pay you. That's why I was like, you have to.
How
try.
Can I redeem?
You can't redeem anything.
No,
you
really do not chapter.
Wow.
Yes, you do it. But yeah, speaking about jokes and all of that,
yeah.
You know how people always it's always like a topic of like an issue where a comedian jokes about things that other people are insecure about.
Yeah.
Like you saw Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Smith.
Chop slap. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Have you okay, let me first ask you, have you ever been in such a situation before? Like the Chris Rock situation?
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. But I don't want to call names.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
But yeah, I made a joke once, you know, someone didn't like it. The husband, you know, it's kind of see we did the whole lamb.
Are you serious?
That guy we did the whole now you won't come now we did the whole lamb for you.
Crazy.
Wow.
But when I saw the girl, I was like, release arm now. Which one can't be all this?
You end up crying. That's just arm. It. You end up crying.
Oh, far. Comedians not Jimmy. So basically, like, I don't know. I think the world is getting too sensitive. It has already gotten too sensitive. So
would you say too sensitive or people are just realizing that they should have been sensitive all along?
I feel it's too sensitive because there are no other, like, there's no more real life again. So the internet is not like more of real life now. People don't buy newspapers anymore. People would rather pay blogs to post than buy physical, you know. So people are like, it's, I mean, comedians have been cracking jokes since comedy was invented. And honestly speaking, comedy is, you should allow us.
Okay.
Think about it. Like, I told someone something one day and I said, if G Mike, they pay him $2 million to rape somebody in a movie, acting, he no go do him. But if he does it, they can now. If he does it now, they can still drag him for that, even when he didn't really do that, even when everybody was acting. So I feel it's too sensitive. When I'm on stage, it's like my platform. Like, don't ever take a comedian serious. I realize that sometimes when I tweet some stuff, even if it's a joke, people take it serious. But I was just joking. But if you know, if I acted it in a skit, they would have said, "Oh, nah, skit." So I don't know how it goes for comedians, but it's not easy
but
for comedians. Actually.
Don't you feel like there is supposed to be like a limit to
the
jokes you can?
Yes, there is because you're influential and you know. But it's the limit will always be over abused, even by the people. So okay, who's the limit police? Do you get? You get. So
I think we are having another one of those episodes that are deep. And it's funny because it's ABA that is on this seat. Do you understand?
Yeah, I thought I was going to crack just not to be.
Do you understand?
I've said stuff, you know, in the past, you know, and I was just joking, honestly speaking, and then it went the other way, and then, you know. I'm mostly my ex, they always retweet see this.
How many exes do you have, baby?
Just like three, actually.
Just like three?
Yeah.
That's not like a precise.
That's not bad. Like, there are some people that have like times four of that.
Yeah, people have lots.
But I won't call their names or point.
It's
at
the way
them.
You are doing like this. I like that's my.
No, I'm not doing like this. So I'm not saying did I do like there are some people that have more than that. That's not what I did.
That's fine.
She looks like someone that will break her. So
you cannot come up and be roasting. What?
No, like the person will break up now. The boss.
No, I'm not like that. I'm
break
like
up
that.
The boss.
I don't do that to people. I don't hurt people.
Has your heart ever been broken? You?
Yes, no. Yes.
Wow, did you cry?
Yes. I mean, he cries even to make us laugh. So why wouldn't he cry when
funny enough, him? Like now one day where they really cry, I was actually crying. I was like, I can't do this thing, you know. Can I make people laugh by doing this thing?
See, I started crying.
Yeah. So that I just started.
Please no.
But it's a happy day. It's a day of joy. I don't
know. Oh my god. Because you make me cry.
Honestly, his cry is such that I watched this kid where he was like it was raining, but it was still light. And he started calling about today. I'm just going to check. Can you act it out?
It was raining. In fact, real life that day, I actually had a shoot. And I was like, ah, rain, don't scatter the shoot. It was an outdoor shoot.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's just do something else. So I was just calling that. It's raining. There's still light. Nepa Alpha. I don't go take it. It's never been done before.
Yes.
And he was crying while saying
it. Something like that.
It's incredible. But like, honestly. I feel like this is my personal opinion. I feel like, okay, as a comedian, like, there's a free... I don't know, you're free to like crack jokes.
Yeah, free pass. Yeah.
Well, at the same time, you know how some people's cases are peculiar. And there are some people that are just like insecure about certain things.
Yeah.
I just feel like, even though you want to like make mention of it, because I saw a video on YouTube where, I don't know if you saw it, where Trevor Noah was invited to the White House to crack jokes at the White House. And he literally just shaded everybody that was there. And it was filled with so many important people. Joe Biden, his wife, all the people. Like, it was a summit of pressmen, like journalists in the US. So he had correspondents, like the top dogs in CNN, BBC, all of them, Fox and the rest of them. And he shaded every single person in that room.
Yeah.
But he did not insult one of them.
Yeah.
So he shaded them, but there were no insults. He shaded even Joe Biden. Yeah. He shaded the president.
So in comedy, me, I never heard present before. But in comedy, I feel there's a skill. It's a skill actually.
Yeah.
First of all, he has a personal relationship with some of them, I guess. Mm. And then second, like, I realized that Trevor Noah particularly, before he yabs you, you know, go see I'm coming.
Yes.
He can praise you first.
Yes.
So I like what this guy is doing. Mm. Imagine he actually did this good thing. People will clap, but. Yeah. You know, when it comes to just YouTube, you'll be like, at least the good still mad past you get.
Yeah.
You might just, you know, laugh it off. You know, you don't know what happened behind closed doors. Or,
actually,
you get
very, very true.
But that one Will Smith did now because he know, click Chris Rock small if it.
Imagine say nah, what's that other guy's name? The Rock.
He won't have done that. He won't even go.
I don't think you'd have.
He will never.
Oh, well, you go chop gala, dada. Go chop confirm gala. But yeah, speaking of insecurities, even beyond like art and all of that, we have there are insecurities in relationships. Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt insecure about one particular thing?
Yeah, actually.
Or maybe the other person.
I don't know. I don't know how this podcast did. Can I yarn?
Yeah, like, so like yes, whatever. Like, bro, this is the safest place you ever
I've been. Dated someone that was that was bi before. You get so like girls see they call him. It was like that was before, that was in the past, you know. Like I'm now straight, so me I can't be okay. Like so that's for night. Like babes see they call him. You get so I just be so I the fight men, the fight women. I lost weight.
Oh
like, my God. Like hello Tasha. If you see if I ever hear you call my baby, guys they call, babes they call.
My God.
Real life. Oh, I'm not. 2018, I'm not.
That must have been so hard on you.
So, yeah. I think that's the highest point of insecurity. Yeah, I mean, at the end, thank God for freedom, but it was crazy.
Your breakfast, Abby?
No, be me chopping, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Now you serve breakfast.
Let me serve them, egg. Yeah, my egg.
What?
I don't even call it breakfast. Like,
it's breakfast.
Be the internet people.
Three course meal.
Twitter people.
Three course meal. Now you serve them. You serve that in full course.
Just breakfast. You know, you just can't breakfast. You go full the whole day.
Now, wow. But like insecurities are real. Tosin, do you have a story?
Yeah.
So this is another thing. Tosin always has a story. Do you understand? She always has an.
She's checking
experience.
A basket of stories.
Yes, she's a basket.
Oh my God! Is it like this boy said, Tosin, do you have a story for me?
Yes, I'm not even supposed to ask. You're supposed
I don't
to know.
Think I do yet.
The one where I just be just scattered.
It will come.
She definitely has it, so she always does.
Maybe my own was too hard on the.
I mean, just started
on the show.
You didn't even start. No. You didn't even
start. It was actually not.
Then we start with gossip.
It was too hard.
It was not too hard. Things like this happen.
Yeah,
we hardly get to hear about these things. She gets. I like that you spoke about it.
Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to some things like that.
Yeah.
But what would you say would be the remedy to like insecurities that exist in relationships?
I personally feel if there were no insecurities, you might not value people more. Like
How?
You guys only toast your babe. You just be like, she day house. No worry. 2 a.m. you day house. And she day house. Nothing they happen.
Oh my God.
So that's like too much trust.
Like, if you just no say, like, I don't know if I can really talk. Like, if you don't see your
talk
baby,
now.
Like, you don't say, your baby just day. You guess, like,
oh my God. Oh my God.
Like, your babe just, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Maybe nothing really, really happen. Mm-hmm. You get, like, if you just. If you just.
Do you get
day,
what you say?
Do you know he laughs every funny?
Honestly, there's everything is funny about AB.
Sometimes when I see some couples, I'm like, you know, you see some men, like, the man fine, the babe not too, you get, so you're just like, what's the plan? Like, if is this love, God. Or are you just trying to be sure that no one's cheating on you as a man, like, you know, so I don't know, Sha.
Oh my God. Please, if you are not, anyway, let me not say anything. Let me leave you guys to be the judges of
whatever. This word, at least people, they were guilty of this stuff I'm saying.
Yes.
Actually.
And I know they understand what you're saying. You guys know what ABA
so people, I think some couples compete, like, you know, the man wants to be finer, well taken care of, fresher, softer, the baby's just there, jiggered. So in some relationships, the babes too feel, you know.
So you, what do you feel about that?
I feel like it shouldn't be there, but I cannot stop humans from doing their thing. Children are born every day. More people are coming to this world every day.
True.
So
what do you think about trust in a relationship?
Trust.
Do you think is the remedy to insecurity or something like that?
I think in as much as it's not a remedy, but it's
one of those things.
Let me say it suits the heart. Like, okay, fine. I trust my babe, she trusts me. Yeah. There's this level of peace. Okay, nothing will happen. Mm. Okay. But then again, it can also make some men. And not even just some men, but some people. It aids cheating too. It aids it.
Really? Like, you are saying that trust. Like, when somebody feels like, my partner trusts me, it's like a license to go and do whatever I want.
It's like...
Like, people take it like that.
My partner trusts me. She won't call me. She doesn't see me by 8 o'clock at home because she feels...
So, you're saying the trust could be taken advantage of?
It can be. Mostly, Seth, it will be.
Oh, well, there are no rules to this thing. Like, there's no
mostly,
guide.
It will be. It will be. Before, when I got people, they fear. Now, people know they fear God, though.
Honestly,
like, I feel like sometimes make God just get one office for Ikeja.
Yes.
Like, let God just come. Let's physical office. Let's go, God, please. Oh, the other day, my wife, somebody called at 2 a.m. I beg, I don't want this thing. Just check.
Just check.
Do you get?
Yeah, I feel you.
But right now, it's Gen Z stores we're talking about. Just
Gen Z now.
Z at the end of the alphabet.
Stop saying Gen Z now.
Oh my God.
Anything can happen when we're in Gen
Z. He has been shading us since.
I think I was in Gen Y or something.
No, I think you should be a millennial. I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't look it, so I claim 20.
Yeah. You can pass for 24.
Yeah, I got 24.
What are you saying? Are you saying he's old? Are you old? Do you feel old? Do you feel old sometimes?
I don't feel old. But sometimes I'll be like, where's my walking stick?
Drama.
Well, that's my back. We'll just be like, what's that for you?
Drama. Oh my God. Speaking
funny
of
enough,
drama,
I feel old. I swear, like, I have more trads than casual. I swear, like,
but that's actually not wrong. Now, I mean,
I don't
we're
know.
Gen Z people have those things.
We're all wearing trad. Gen Z, but we're wearing trad.
No, like, I have. Okay, let me count my sneakers. 1, 2. I think I have like 6 sneakers in my life.
No, the fact that you can count them, they are enough now.
And I have more palm.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 palm.
Sounds like old man.
Sandals.
Okay. I see.
Sounds like old man.
Well, I said that it's personal style.
If you study me, there's some old things about me.
Like what?
Actually, like, I don't like using notepad. I like to write on paper.
That's
I found my person.
That's quite old of you.
Yeah, just like I like sticky notes. I like paper.
Yeah.
Make
this
make
your guy.
I cross out my goals every
this
day.
This your guy. This girl fills every room she steps in with sticky notes. Almost had sad sticky notes on this ad.
I'm so sorry, but that's just me. That's just how life is for me. You know.
I wish some of you can stick to your relationships the way her sticky notes sticks to you. Well,
you just had to, really.
Yes, it's necessary.
But I can't wait to hear about our own relationship. Because with that horn, what you get for front, I don't see.
Now, this is...
Now you did break up.
Oh,
now
my God.
Now you break up for the relationship, I don't
know. Do you know the funny part of me?
Oh,
she's not in one.
I am in a relationship.
That's
I've not been in one in like 2 years.
that's the sad part.
I've not been in one. In
yeah,
like
I know I'm chai.
Hey, oh my God.
The 7K, Baba. I swear.
Now, wow.
I've not been in one in like 2 years.
Wow. And yeah. 2 years is not a lot now.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I am.
You are.
For how long has
oh, but I told her about this to make a good lie. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
How long has it been? Like, how long have you guys been together?
Really, it's been long ago, bro.
And how has it felt like? Don't be scared.
I don't like to lie. Babe, oopsie. Oh.
Don't be scared. Please.
After let me call my babe, make sure you go offline. Because now we go fight for also. Anyways,
please.
Don't mind me actually. I've known her for 13 years.
13?
Whoa.
13 years.
Wow. Have you been in a relationship for 13 years or you have known her for 13 years?
I've been in a relationship for 13 years. But the truth is, we've broken up.
100
like,
times.
Mm, all yeah. those things.
More than 13 times. So it's been on and off for years. She would date other people. I'll date other people.
Mm.
She will see
wait.
Her. ABA will never
wait, do this. Wait. I skipped a moment. You say you would date other people.
Like we've broken
when they
up.
Break up.
Like
okay.
We'll break up 6 months, 7 months,
that's,
come back.
That's not breakup. That's actual breakup. Like it's breakover. That's breakover.
For some reason, we just kept coming back.
When
I,
was
I
the
suppose
last?
I she jazzed me.
When was the last?
But I don't know.
She jazzed you.
You feel me like. Bro, well, like how do you know if you're jazzed?
How do you
know? Oh my God!
I don't know. Like, how
are
we going to know if the person jazzed?
This is the funniest episode ever.
Person, if you pray for me, I'm telling you.
I'm sure there's a
maybe this is the show that will save me.
Yes.
13 good years.
Yes.
I've been nothing but good to this girl. I have done all I can do for this girl. What do I get in return? Pain. Always somebody they say, I look young. Sometimes suffer will make you look small. You all look young.
And you go shrink.
You know, we won't talk much.
I'm going to cry, guys. This is the funniest Benjist has ever been. I'm so happy that you're here.
To be honest.
But I'm sure that the fact that you guys keep coming back together, it means that it's love, I mean.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. When was the last breakover?
Last year. Mm. I think it was like 2 months.
Mm. Okay, it was now fewer.
It's still getting lesser.
So like and when you want to count, sorry for interrupting you, but when you want to count, how do you count it?
Like I'll just know that around this time because when
so you do like 1 year anniversary over and over again.
How many 1 year anniversary? Good, that's a very important question. How many 1 year anniversary do you do?
Oh, you don't join this.
Actually, we don't do anniversaries. Actually, funny enough, like you don't spoil now.
The mass is not massing again.
You don't spoil.
Because it will be confusing. What anniversary will you do?
And I realized that the insult started when the first is he saw me naked. At first, you just see me naked, like, insult, just pick the box size from the floor.
That's a lesson
clean,
to
when you eat, you clean your mouth. Like, I just. You get, but.
That's a lesson to you guys. Stay away from love.
No naked for.
Don't
if you don't marry and no naked.
Don't be naked. Like, you wear your clothes. See how my clothes be. Wear it. It should be big like this. I'm still here. In case. Just.
I swear.
Stay coded. So I think we should give them tips of when they're...
No, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you've been in this relationship for 13 years.
Yeah.
So how do you encourage people to build trust in the relationship? You mentioned that you guys like broke up a couple of times and you got back together. How did the trust remain?
Oh, it was not easy really because even when we're now trying to come back together, some kind of guys from her former broke-up life.
Broke-up life.
Yeah, is Brenda around? She's baffing, you know. So, like, you still have to deal with a lot.
Yeah.
But right now, she knows my password. I know her password. We use the same password, actually.
Oh, that's so cute.
No, we use the same password. So, you know, I just build that, you know,
level of trust.
But what she sees, what she gets, you know, because you get.
I feel you.
Yeah. Is this authenticity for me?
To be honest, yes. I like how you are.
Remember,
not
I'm old school, so when I'm cheating, I don't cheat on my phone.
Oh my god!
Okay. I write letters. Okay. To my
oh, oh my god! Millennials will shame you.
What?
Millennials will shame you.
What?
One stamp is like 200 now. Bah.
You
guys, so you're telling me that night post exists. There is night post.
I don't know if it's night post, but post office still there.
Oh my god,
post office still there.
Yeah, this CMS now. Post office still there. No.
That's that. And okay, I know what post office
is. It's 50 naira. One stamp is with 50 naira. But now it should be like 200 now.
Tosin, do you know what? Do you even know what
put
it is?
Put your envelope, put your stamp.
I don't think I've seen one.
We can't relate.
We cannot relate. Honestly,
we can't relate.
What?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had paper, like pen on paper. I cannot remember.
But trust me, there's nothing like writing it down. Think about it.
I'll believe you because I don't have an experience.
For example, I wrote my passwords like on my former phone. I wrote my Instagram. I have where I wrote my passwords. I don't know if people do it now, Sha, but
I do.
Yeah, she does it.
You know, now so when I changed my new phone, I didn't transfer every single thing. Mm. So I lost like this, I can't log out of Instagram. Anyway, make me log out like this.
You don't go that.
You don't go. Except I go because I don't know the email. I don't know the password. It's just messed up. I need to set it up, Sha. But
please try to. I beg.
Because digital stuff comes with its issues too. Really.
Yeah. True. So another question. I came prepared for you today.
Hey, I'm in trouble.
Do you know the funny thing? When he was coming, he I'm sure he came with the plan to not say anything that makes sense.
Yeah, I just came to.
He came for vibes.
I
just came
to, I thought, yeah, cracking jokes, laughing. But like, yeah, I'm enjoying
the switch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please,
can I get some whiskey, please?
Yes.
You guys have really taken care of me.
You that's can what have we as do. We take care of everybody. Want. My question is, what do you do when there's no trust, but you really want this person, but you just cannot find it in your mind and your heart and your head to trust this person. But you really want to make it work.
Work out.
So what do you do?
When there's no trust.
Now, this is you advising.
Yeah,
all right. You've been serious.
Yes, this is ABA. This is Victor. This is Victor. ABA. Yeah, this is Victor. Shane, you understand? Not comedian now. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that's
it. Depends. Nice. I feel like in relationships, it depends. Is she your lifetime person? You know, like, is she the person you want to spend the rest of your life with?
Okay, let's say it's a person you want to spend the rest
of your life with. Yeah. That is what the fight and what the. Mm-hmm. I believe in, some people say no third parties, it's not good for third parties, but I believe there's always someone your partner listens
respects
to
and respects. Respects. Yeah.
It can be her best friend, it can be her mom, it can be
her sister. Or her second boyfriend.
Ah, that's the worst. Or her ex. More than her ex.
What?
But I think in marriage, it's always the ex. Nee. The new husband will now be like,
new husband, oh my God.
To Churchill, how was it?
How was it?
I mean, the whole... shouting and everything. How were you able to
cope with it?
Because I tried. People they call me strong man. People they call me strong man. But where's the mango?
Oh God!
So
king of drama.
Oh baby. Personally, so I feel. You know, it's always good to speak to someone that can that she listens to, that she respects.
Yeah.
Most these days, I'm pastor. Most of the time, I'm pastor and spiritual head or something.
Yeah.
But you know, someone mostly her dad, her mom, you know, her sibling, her family member, someone that she listens to. You know, when trust is dying, talk to that person. The person can talk to her one on one, and then talk to you guys together. You know.
So, do you also believe in talking to your partner about not trusting them?
Not in the moment. You know, not in the moment of
when you're not trusting,
not trusting them.
Not in that moment.
That's like putting yourself in the spot.
Yeah. I beg, babe, I go talk. I beg.
I beg. They don't please, flex like on behalf of babies, please. I beg.
I beg. You know, so there was this time we just got back together. And then one guy from her, you know, they are not dated, but you know those guys now.
Yeah, that guy.
When you dated them. When I just broke up with my boyfriend, those guys.
Sorry.
Check their back pocket condom, did they? Those guys, sorry.
The sorry guys.
Yeah, they don't joke with. You know, so this guy was still calling. Yeah. You know, I was with her about 9:30, went to see a movie, and the guy they called. You get,
it's airtime that cheap.
You know, so I can't, like, she put her, I told her, like, she picked the call, told the guy she was, the guy still kept texting and everything. I was angry and I called him back, right? So I called him back. Baba, you know, waiting the app.
Maintain.
You know, the guy was like, yeah, can I speak to? Guys, still.
How far?
Because the guys, they get confident when no be face to face.
Yes,
so I was just like, bro, this one, I don't know, I can't remember. You know, the vibe, I was already angry.
Yeah.
So I was just like, guy, do you know we've been dating for 8 years? Then, you know, and then the guy was like, and so, like, God, I got so angry. So,
like,
I don't know.
Mine, though.
It's been crazy. If I talk my.
Wow. Your relationship story.
My story. We're not gonna come up for you.
I feel like this is the first time we are airing this kind of thing. Yes. Is it?
This is
we feel so thing. Special.
You feel good.
Yeah. Yes, you feel very special.
Yeah.
Thank you very
deserve
much.
Deserve it actually.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So I really just feel like as in a relationship, yeah, if you realize that your partner is not so sure about something about you,
yeah,
and like you now realize that okay, this my partner is insecure about this particular thing, you need to, on your own, go out of your way to make them feel safer, like do the things you can to like make them understand that oh no this is that. They don't need to come and tell you first because they might not in that moment, like Ibiya said, in that moment they might not be able to come and let you know that I don't feel too good about this thing.
Yeah,
but once you realize it and notice it, see, as I'm teaching you people, I see if I really want a relationship to work out. I don't want it. People should rest. But anyway, Sha, like it's for you to go out of your way and try to make them feel safer.
So let's move on to tips.
And they should make men, you know, say men don't they vex now. Women too should make men feel safer. I feel like we are equal.
Yeah. I mean,
we're actually equal.
Yes,
yeah.
We are.
But women have so many rules of how they want to be pampered. Men too.
Do you have rules of how you want to be
pampered? Men don't voice it out. That's just the issue here.
Yeah, men actually, I don't know. I think men
have
this ego and pride.
Do you have some things you want?
Yeah,
like and do you tell your babe all of these things?
Yeah, but I mean, that's she's still used to the man should. I mean, we're still working on it, really.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking,
yeah.
I personally feel we're all equal. Men have emotions, but you know, before you, if you tell your guy, say, me and my baby get issue, before your guy advises you, first laugh at you.
Normal.
That's how men are. Yeah. They mock each other, they yab each other a lot. Even jokingly, even friends, you know.
Yeah.
So. You know, because of that, men tend to keep things to themselves. You see men committing suicide, men doing, you know.
True.
This guy, South African guy, this South African rapper, Gucci Ambassador.
Nelson Mandela.
Rapper. No, except say Mandela, they smoke Igbo. Then Igbo, they rap, and I geek. That guy, they prison. If they rap geeks for him,
I think he's dead.
You're
still in
Port Harcourt. Okay.
Mandela is dead now, right? Mandela is dead.
Yeah, Ricky Rick, actually.
Okay.
This guy.
I was like, I knew him.
It was my dream to meet this guy. Dresses so well. As in, the guy killed himself last
month. Crazy.
I don't know, man.
Are you serious?
Men, it's just, I think it's just, it will be there forever. Yeah, man, now.
Yeah, I don't think it would. I think the world is adjusting.
Yes, but like you know, it would be
maybe very slowly.
So men are still, you know, keeping
very slowly, especially in communities like African communities where we are used to men being or having that toxic. I want to be the man.
Yeah.
And,
so how do you guys advise? You guys are men now. So how do you guys advise your fellow men?
Why are you gonna ask me question? I be guest.
I say, you first, you second.
Oh yeah.
How do you advise the guys to open up to their people when they are going through stuff?
Their people.
Yes.
Now, it's not everybody you should open up when you're going through stuff.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't give what you don't have. If you're talking to a bitter person, the bitter person will
give you bitterness.
You know, so you have to talk to someone that the person, like, someone that can fix that person. If there's no one can fix the person, then it's your job. But as long as there's someone that can fix that person, you know, that's the person you should talk to.
For me, I feel like you should realize, like maybe I said, everybody's equal. If women can open up, you should be able to open up.
If men go tay. Like, I feel like Will Smith has a lot to say. Guy was the
honestly, and Johnny
Depp. The quick red.
Mm-hmm.
On a good day, Will Smith, 2 seconds, he don't read. That guy gets things. Really, like, he has been through a lot. Because I saw another interview where his wife was saying she doesn't care what anyone says about her hair.
I heard that.
You know?
Oh my, it's a lot.
It's the whole Chris Rock, Sha. I didn't pay me. Because I love two of them. So I just
You're
not in the middle.
She can't be like Davido Wizkid. Yeah, I love two of them. Davido Wizkid, I love two of them. But I'm in the middle because it's like, hey.
But now I think Davido and Wizkid are cool. They had some pictures and I was listening to a Twitter space after Davido dropped them, Stand Strong. And he was talking about how, the interviewer was like, do you have a song with Wizkid? because you guys recited together in the club, you took pictures, hugged each other and stuff like that. And he said no, but like he wishes Whiskey the best, all those kind of camera answers.
Yeah. So you know, things. Honestly speaking, I'm going to say the honest truth. Mm. I don't think those guys will ever be cool because time and distance too is a factor.
Yeah.
Mm. They, you know, they are far apart. They both have their lives to live. They both, so they're just they are not cool. They need to sit down over a drink.
Mm. That would be your happiest day, right?
I swear. Maybe let me go serve them. Now this shy will not give me because. I swear, is it Mattel ambassador or no?
I'm a clown. It's true. I think we go to craziest comments. We already said the tips.
Okay, so craziest comments, guys.
So this is the session where we like read comments and people who send us DMs and emails about random stuff. Yeah. Okay.
So this is from James, and James is saying, "Hi, IT and Tosin. Hello, James. Thank you guys for being consistent with Beiges. I really loved the episode with Ashakain.
Oh, okay.
That was more grace. Episode. I don't have anything crazy to say. But I just want you to read my own comments.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Are you serious right now? Who even put this thing in this place?
Are you serious, James? Like, are you playing with me? This play.
Funny enough, number one, I know it's James. Number two.
That can do this.
Something number like two, this. Some people, they feel, James feel they depressed too.
Mm.
True. Hi, like James.
A, no one talks to me. Let me just talk to these babies, guys. Let me just type to these guys. Maybe. You know, so James, whatever it is, man, we there with you.
Yeah, we love you. I always share beiges to my friends, and I wish you guys all the best. Like King IT will say, stay wicked. Love you to see.
God bless you, James. Wicked. Wait. Did I just
and
say love
people
you
to see? Like, people were gentle, they wicked. I, yes, I don't say for your face.
This one, no gentle. You look gentle.
Look gentle.
No, I'm like
wicked.
A dove. I'm like a dove.
That's a scam. You guys know this.
You know that dove in Redeemed Church logo? That's my passport.
Bro.
It's my passport. That's me. Everybody knows I'm the gentle kind. But wait, oh, James. You said, like King IT, we say, stay wicked. As if you are Team IT. Wow. And then the next thing that follows is love you, Tosin.
Love you, Tosin. Love
you,
can
you pick a struggle?
Love you too, James.
Can you pick a struggle?
James do not want to be wicked, but he wants to be wicked. So
no. There's no in between.
In the middle of love.
If you're an in between, you just be like a B.A. Change that sound. Don't be like a B.A. Be wicked. Outrightly wicked.
Still
yeah, don't allow them to break your heart though.
James, don't be wicked.
I think it's time for you now to serve your punishment.
Social media police. Wow. Yes. Boom, boom, boom.
It's time to serve punishment.
You guys are supposed to soundtrack here. Good.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Give us.
So what
something you do not like on the
something
internet?
Something you don't like on the internet
that you see on the internet that you do not like.
You know, I realize that the internet is divided. Twitter, the Instagram, the so
you I want it to be just one social media?
You know, like,
sweet now.
No, it won't be sweet. But I have different things for different places.
Oh yeah, give us everything. Why yeah?
Oh yeah, no.
For Twitter, for example.
Nice. Okay. That's everybody's problem, Twitter.
I feel the harshness. It can never stop. I'm not even here to stop but I feel like people, they're too harsh on Twitter.
Mm.
People should slow it down a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, if they're not harsh to you, you'll not be able to grow a tough skin. So me, the first time I was dragged on Twitter,
that's
I felt down. Yeah. I didn't work. I was sad, you know. But now... Before I used to check for what people are saying about me, so I'll search my name. And I'll say, "Hey, this guy is funny. When his verse come,
this guy is
so
funny.
Good." Hey, retweet it.
Then one comment
or more. When they said drag me, I first search, you know. And then one day I searched, "Ibi is not funny," and I saw a lot of people say, "Ah, it's not funny. It's just he doesn't have to cry." Blah, blah, blah. And I searched, "Kevin Hart is not funny." So Ibi is not funny. I saw about 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart is not funny. About like 20 million people.
Crazy. Whoa.
Saying Kevin Hart is not funny. What do you?
Kevin Hart is not funny.
You
guys are joking.
So at the end of the day, you know, people just have that freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Say
what you want to.
Anything. Mm. You know. So instead of this thing, just say your own. But the truth is, they should tone it down. I don't know what Elon Musk has planned, but you know, try and regulate. You know.
They say we should learn to be kind to people.
No, they say they ban Twitter.
Yeah.
Some politicians, they started
pick up.
Started get at attack.
I'm telling you.
Like, that, you know, I drop my skit on Instagram, it goes crazy.
Mm.
I drop it on the same skit on Twitter, and it's always like, hey.
They found tweets.
But how's your Twitter? I know your Instagram audience is very strong.
Yeah.
How's your Twitter like?
My Twitter used to be so strong, but now as of today, he's just like higgity agada.
Like some people relationship.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's not strong. I can't say he's strong. He's just
all over the place.
It might be strong because my name is not many bees, I mean, but in terms of our retweets, insights, promotion, nah,
could be better.
It could be better.
I wish you the best.
As compared to, yeah,
wish you the best, my bro.
But God, day.
So for Instagram.
For Instagram, I love Instagram. That's my, it's my zone.
That's but me, then that's again, my guy. I love Instagram as well.
Then again, explore.
What's going explore, on? Yes. What happens on explore? You know, explore is a reflection of what you watch more. Yeah, what so, ABA, hey, what is wrong with your explore? Good. Hope you know your girlfriend is watching.
I can't open my explore with my babies. She knows. In fact, my ex, my last relationship, I met her on explore. So it was one of these times when I broke up with my baby. I was like, all these babies, 9 years, just a date, I beg. I just went to explore. I just saw this girl like, hey, what? She was already following me.
Dora the Explorer.
We started talking, oh my God, I'm a big fan. Bah. You know, there was no thinking about it. There was no, bah. Do you get
Shelly, when you just come out of a relationship, breakup,
you want to,
your mind is clouded. You just want to let it off.
We fight like 3 weeks ago. I don't book tattoo. The guy says, how far are you still getting your tattoo? The guy said, they call me today. Real life, we're like, no cap.
Are
like,
you crazy?
Like, I'm getting a tattoo.
Oh my God.
You know, piercing my ear. Like, all these things where I know do. Because I sacrifice for the relationship all these years. I can't do it now.
Let's run it.
Yeah, you get so Instagram that explore. Ah, I don't know whose plan that was.
Explore is really just a reflection of the things you watch.
Like, if my baby just on my let's check your latest kit, I used to be scared. Like, hey
I beg, make sure you go search, make
just
search.
See the twerk. I'm like, what's going on?
Anyway, that's fine.
Well,
I think we should move on to Did You Know?
Did you know?
Should we ask him?
Ah, I see, please now.
Let's ask him. So, Ebiye, this is the thing. I always ask guests so that I'll know that I'm not a mad person and I'm not the one that is just crazy. I want you to choose one. For to count, when you want to count down, should we count 3, 2, 1, go or 5, 6, 7, go? Which one makes sense to you more?
3, 2, 1, go. It's a countdown. We can't go up.
Okay, so
case closed. No, some people want me to count 5, 6, 7, go for a countdown.
I thought we had a connection.
Is that based on albino?
No, but the person has horns.
Albino, their own style is different. Like,
I beg
their pattern, you get.
I beg.
They're not albino, someone that stammers.
I beg. I beg.
They need their own wall. Like, we need to give them their own state. More empty Zamfara for them.
Why you like this first?
I beg.
See, I thought you had a connection. Like, your palm is soft, my palm is soft. No, I don't want to touch your palm again. Why do you pick 3, 2, 1? This is cheating. You guys
I'm used to 3, 2, 1.
I've never I'm also used to. I think every human being.
Dope. You can start something new.
But you know, we 5, 6, 7, if you don't tell them that, see, we don't come from 1, 2, 3, but we don't go talk them today.
And we don't go reach 10.
You must give them orientation.
Exactly.
But
this guy is so wise.
You guys, me, I don't care. We'll do 5, 6, 7.
You know what? Let's allow her. Let's.
We go do her.
So, are you ready?
Funny enough, like, I feel women have their own vibe, and maybe sometimes we have to give them a try.
Yes,
when you give it a try, things might get better. I feel like if you have a female president, you don't know until you try.
Yeah,
you just say, okay, you know what? Weed is legal now, you know.
True,
everyone's smoking weed, making money from weed, you know. See, okay, you know what? No lady should, you know, like, I don't want to say any law that will say, if I use my mind to talk woman thing, like, no lady should wear pants.
Maybe, like, this is the point where I remind you that your girlfriend is listening.
You know, like,
it's at this point I give you that reminder.
She knows, she knows.
No, Allah, it's at this point
I feel
you.
I feel women have a lot to play, you know.
Yes,
a lot
that's
more.
Why we're doing 5 to 7. Go.
But, no, Allah. But now you must now start from one now. You must give.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, go.
You must do intro. Sunday school, you must do something. Something must come before.
Yeah, let's do 1, 2, 3, 7.
Everybody in the world knows 1, 2, 3, normally. Even that 3, 2, 1 says, some people be like, hey, 3, 2, like, two, I don't get. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, even 1, 2, 3, go is greater than 3, 2, 1.
Oh, 1, 2, 3.
Because that's what's universal. Do you get?
So, what should we do? Let her call the shots. What do we do, Tosin?
Let's count from 1 to 7.
Wow,
that's very odd, but let's do it.
7 is a number of perfection.
Let's so, are you down? Are you down?
Let's
run it.
But what are we doing after 7?
We have something. Did you know?
So, we give them facts.
Me, I just saying that to come out close. So, 1, 2, 7. I don't naked for you. Ah, thank God you told me.
No,
it's are you serious?
Very good.
Yeah, it's a segment.
Thank God we said it too.
Don't mind me.
So, guys,
I'm just joking.
Let's count. Please count with us.
Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
No vex. What do we do after 7? I don't want to.
Now, do you notice what just happened? Beg. She's counting 1, 2, 3, go for us to count 1, 2, 3, 7.
Yeah.
So she'll be first. She'll go do one first. Now, this will be the
imagine.
Cheat.
what now? But I should just go
her next. You're not, you're single. Her next relationship,
be careful.
Use your four eyes.
You have to be.
Is it them that you want to date? That is me.
Investigate how well.
Okay.
So we do. Did you know? Did you know is a fact? Is a segment where we give them facts about relationships and love.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Are you going to count with me? I should do my thing myself.
Let's count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Did you know? Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
Women may fall in love faster than men.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
We talk about that. Women may fall in love faster than men.
I think men may be more like attracted, that like they might get attracted to a person faster than women will get attracted.
Yes.
But when it comes to love,
yes,
I agree that women
so basically fall in love faster. Women are naturally
emotional,
like they care more.
Yeah.
They are more caring. Mm-hmm. You know, a man, like if you stop a man now, you say, "Please, Baba, you dey bus stop, Baba, please, I'm going to Oworun Shoki. I mean, I need 200 naira. Like from what I can see, I don't have money on me." Man will be like, "Well, I'm safe like this. I need 100 naira.
If you give me, I go
collect. I need 100 naira, Baba.
Your own has to go somewhere. Man has to survive."
But a woman will be like, even if she doesn't have, she'll be like, "Ah, yeah." Women are naturally caring, so they tend to fall more. Like, are we talking of love or like? Because they are two different things.
Love.
Yeah. Love.
I think I
like this. As I today, I don't know what in love mean. No,
that's the person who has been in a relationship for 13 years.
1 and 3.
Don't be like two guys. Don't.
Babe, remember that our last issue where we agreed about love and this thing. I can stop them. At least when we date, you know. I will still enter Insta blog for this relationship. I will still enter Insta blog.
It's fine, bro. I feel like this has been the funniest Veggies episode ever. I've literally just been laughing since I sat down here.
I never know when I remove mouth from my mic. I do like this.
I've just been laughing, and I'm very happy that you came on.
I feel the first time you notice someone, you know what you want from the person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait, the first time you see someone. Yeah.
Some people, it might be the second time, but the first time you see someone, you should be able to know.
Know what exactly. Yes.
What's drawing you closer
to the person? For everybody.
Yes, yes.
It might be a force
of attraction.
Now, antenna we get.
No, sometimes there are forces of attraction that might attract you to.
Yeah. And women have more. I think women have more. Should I call it long suffering or should I call it patience?
Patience.
A woman can like a guy for 8 years and still hold herself. The guy could date other girls. She could love him.
What?
And that's nonsense.
But if a guy sees, you know, a babe, he wants to go for her. He's like a hunter. He's like a lion. He wants to conquer.
Please, let's end this podcast.
He's like getting into deeper waters. This is just deep. Like, what?
He wants to attack. He's a deep guy.
You get?
Okay.
Wow, Wala for Onobi, who's super striker. Amazing one. Amazing conversation, to be honest. How would you rate this conversation we have just had?
See, I've not had this much fun in a while, actually. So I'm enjoying myself, actually.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys, for listening. So
thank you guys for staying with us. Mm-hmm. Over to him to sign out.
Yeah, you get to sign out.
All right, guys, my name is Ibie, and I've had so much fun on this amazing interview / podcast with IT and Tosin. Yeah. Trust me, man, you guys need to subscribe. You guys need to continue the watch. Wait till they worry you. I tell you, say this place is sweet. This place is sweet,
Come on, buddy.
I had so much fun. Thank you guys for having me. I swear, I had so much fun.